Desionator commented on Beach Bonfire with Your Toxic Ex-Girlfriend's Best Friend and said, "Do you plan on making the movie day video? I'm sure that I am not the only person that thinks it should be made." Probably not. I do plan on making a movie date audio, but more as a standalone audio, not necessarily as like a part two. I don't know, I just don't like turning my audios into series. It kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit for me, because I think once I have a series going, then I kind of feel obligated to it, and then that kills the fun a little bit. But I don't want to leave you guys hanging, so yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to have more series in the future, but that audio in particular probably will not have a part two. Late Reviews commented on Flirty Vampire's Return and said, "Far better than Twilight, keeping in mind that I've never read or watched Twilight." I haven't read it, but I have seen the first movie and then I think like half of the second movie. I didn't make it any farther than that. It's just so bad, but it's also so good because it's so bad. It's one of those movies that is just so fun to mock. I've seen the first one more than once, but you have to watch it with other people. That's what makes it fun, because you need to be able to mock it with someone. Javier Pinedo commented on Popular Best Friend Breaks Up With Her Boyfriend For You and said, "Your pep talk touched me deeply and left me feeling vulnerable about my sentiments about dating and putting myself out there. Thank you, I needed to hear your sweet words." Aw, my heart. It's very sweet of you. I kind of did sneak in some positive affirmations in that one, so I'm glad to hear that some people like that. Ty Chum commented on Flirty Vampire Takes You on a Spontaneous Date and said, "Hi Emily, how are you doing today?" My name is not Emily, but I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Hydrogen commented on Girl Next Door Spends the Night During Thunderstorm and said, "Girl Next Door is the secret fantasy of every dude." Is that so? Whenever I hear Girl Next Door, I think of Mary Jane from Spider-Man. Thomas Flemings, I think that's how you say it, commented, "I just saw Career Opportunities with Jennifer Connelly, so now I'm in the correct mindset for a sappy romance story." I've been meaning to see that movie for forever, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But I've seen scenes of it, and it looks really good. G Goes Pro commented, "Not trying to sound weird, but if I had to create some kind of female character and had to pick a voice, it would be yours. Just really clicks with me, I don't know why." That isn't weird, that's very sweet, thank you. I'm flattered. Rifska2k commented on Girl Next Door Spends the Night During Thunderstorm and said, "I remember the original as clear as day. This remake is undoubtedly better, and the bump in quality is pretty noticeable. Shows how much you've improved since then, and it's awesome to see. Keep at it, Glow, we're hella proud of you." That is so nice, thank you. Zay3x commented, "You should do a remake or a part two of the Rebellious Childhood Best Friend audio. That's my favorite audio in the first video I ever heard from you." Really? Wow. You know, I kind of forgot about that one. I would love to do a remake of that. Yeah, that could definitely happen. It's, honestly, I don't really like how that one turned out, because when I recorded it, I think I was experimenting a little bit with my microphone, and I did a lot of like talking into one ear like this and then talking into the other like this. But the way that I did it was just kind of awkward and didn't really work well. So I would love to re-record that one. Honestly, I want to re-record like all of my audios. Pretty much anything that was made over 6 months ago, I want to redo. Because, oh my gosh, the quality is just so bad in my older ones. The acting is bad. They're just bad overall. Gray Monahan commented on Flirty Customer Wants Your Attention and said, "Her, hey, me, this is a local shop for local people. There's nothing for you here. Please, someone get that reference, lol." I'm so sorry I don't get that reference, but I wish I did. You have me feeling very uncultured. Okay, I'm gonna end this here. Bye, guys. Mwah.